Good morning, it's Thursday, the 29th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. The day will start cloudy with some clearing in the afternoon. Highs will reach around 70 with a low in the low 50s. Now on with today's top stories. Tacoma police officers were wary of a car parked at a closed business early one morning last week. Their suspicions proved correct when the driver took off running and left behind rifles, drugs, passports, and laptop computers. Officers first noticed the car in a parking lot in the 1200 block of South Sprague Street at 3 a.m. September 19. When the driver became aware of police nearby, he ran off, police said Tuesday. Officers saw a shotgun on the backseat. After discovering the car was stolen from Thurston County, they impounded it and requested a search warrant. Police found a 5.56 mm assault-style rifle, a loaded short-barrel rifle, spare magazines, at least 1,500 fentanyl pills, 18.3 grams of cocaine, stolen IDs and the computers, police said. The driver remains at large. The city of Tacoma is seeing a slight downturn in the number of new apartments proposed this year, while the value of the projects has risen. The total number of units is about 30% lower this year compared to the same time frame from last year. However, the value of the projects including pre-development, coaching and pre-application are higher by 30%. Here's a look at some projects on the way, either newly announced or already in construction. Plans were filed this month to replace a long-time downtown Tacoma parking lot with new apartments spanning four parcels at 1123-1131 Tacoma Avenue South. Plans call for an 11-story, 234-unit market-rate apartment project. Tracks, at 415 East 25th Street, broke ground earlier this year. When finished, the five-story building will include 115 units and street-level retail. Avenir Apartments, at 3718-3722 Pacific Avenue, is described as 100 units with structured parking and site work, and should be submitted for building permit application by year's end. Maple Square, at 4014 Pacific Avenue, calls for 10 townhomes. It is in the design phase and is being created under the Residential Infill Pilot Program, which seeks to attract different housing types to formerly single-family lots. A Thurston County judge has sentenced a Lakewood man to 19 years in prison after he admitted to robbing a convenience store near Lacey in April and firing shots near an elementary school. Gata Lilua, age 26, pleaded guilty to 8 felony offenses and 1 misdemeanor on September 21. Tacoma police arrested Lilua on April 22 after a foot chase. Earlier that day, Lilua robbed Buddy's Grocery on Martin Way East, led law enforcement on an erratic car chase and fired 3 shots in the parking lot of Olympic View Elementary School in Lacey. In all, Lilua has been convicted of first-degree attempted robbery, second-degree assault, unlawful discharge of a firearm, first-degree burglary, second-degree assault, 2 counts of theft of a motor vehicle and attempting to elude a pursuing police vehicle while endangering others. Mount Tahoma High School went into lockdown Wednesday after a student was reportedly seen with a firearm inside a bathroom. Tacoma police said officers cleared the school and found no firearms. Tacoma Police Department said in tweet that a fire alarm also was pulled at the school. Police said there were no reports of anyone injured or shots being fired. No one directly saw a student with a firearm, according to police and school officials. Police spokesperson Wendy Hatto said dispatchers received multiple reports at about 12:18 p.m. regarding a student with a gun. The school will continue to investigate and is working with police to try to determine who the student was who reportedly had a firearm. A 52-year-old man who was shot and killed Sunday in Graham was identified by the Pierce County Medical Examiner Wednesday. Law enforcement have not yet apprehended his killer. Dion Bartrow of Puyallup died of multiple gunshot wounds, according to a news release from the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. His death was ruled a homicide. It remains unclear what led to the killing, which occurred in a residential neighborhood near the 25,600 block of 61st Avenue Court East. Neighbors reported hearing a volley of gunshots and seeing a man chasing another person while shooting a gun. The suspected shooter fled into a wooded area, and deputies were not able to find him. A 48-year-old man walking through the parking lot of a closed wholesale store Tuesday evening in Tacoma was robbed and attacked by 2 men, according to police. The victim was stabbed in the back 3 times. Tacoma Police Department is investigating the incident, which occurred at about 9 p.m. in the Costco parking lot near the 2200 block of South 37th Street. The injuries were not life-threatening. At least one of the robbers was armed with a gun. Hatto said the victim was pistol-whipped during the attack. The man was walking through the parking lot after leaving a nearby sporting goods store when he was approached by the men, one of whom displayed a firearm, police said. There was a struggle over the victim's backpack, and the robber struck the man with the handgun and stabbed him before fleeing with the item. The robbery wasn't the only serious attack Tuesday. Police said an argument between two men at a gas station near the 1400 block of Sprague Avenue at about 10:30 p.m. led to one punching the other in the face. The man fell, hit his head and went unconscious. The man who punched him fled. The victim is in critical condition at an area hospital. We are down to our Taco Bracket Championship. Taqueria El Sabor and Tacos Guaymas have survived through four rounds of voting and now have the opportunity to be crowned as Pierce County's favorite restaurant to grab a taco. Go to thenewstribune.com/TNT Diner to vote. Voting closes Monday at 9 a.m. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.